Colorado is poised to become the first state in the nation to issue vouchers to college students, vouchers that could be used at public and private universities. The legislature this week passed a bill creating a voucher system, and Governor Bill Owens says he'll sign it. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Many states across the country are struggling to finance higher education. In Colorado, university administrators have warned that their crisis is so dire that it could literally force universities to shut down their campuses. Colorado State University President Larry Penley says recession and the rising costs of health care and K-12 education are squeezing state budgets and starving public universities.
Without fundamental change, not just in Colorado, but across the country, those two forms of expenditures for Medicaid and K-12 will demand virtually all of a state's money. Add prisons to that, and there is no money for anything else.
Colorado's budget problems are exacerbated by the state's constitution, which limits spending, including tuition and fees at public universities. So under Colorado's plan, the legislature will give vouchers directly to students starting next year. They'll get $2,400 to spend at state schools, half that to spend at private colleges. In return, public universities will get more flexibility to issue their own bonds, for example, and to increase tuition. President Penley and most of the state's university administrators support the plan, as does Colorado Governor Bill Owens, a Republican.
What we believe this will do in Colorado is increase access to higher education and also the opportunity for underserved parts of our student population, for them to realize that they have the opportunity to go to college.
But opponents, mostly Democrats in the Colorado legislature, say funding vouchers that can be spent on private colleges means less money for public schools. Anthony Carnevale, an economist with the Educational Testing Service in Washington, D.C., agrees and says of Colorado's plan,
bad idea. What Colorado has done is to give with one hand, take away with the other. The net effect will be to reduce funding for higher education.
Carnevale calls the move to privatize public higher education troubling. He says it would be better for states to raise taxes to support public higher education and for public universities to have to operate more efficiently.
Instead of managing public higher education, what the Colorado legislature has decided to do is just cut it loose. The losers in this game, when you privatize higher education and allow prices to rise, you no longer serve people who don't have the money in their pocket to buy education at higher prices.
Northern Colorado University President Kay Norton, who supports the plan, says tuitions will probably go up, but she says they'll still be subject to approval by the legislature and to the realities of the market.
The reality is that it's not an infinitely elastic market for higher ed tuition. You know, those who price themselves out of the market would do so at their peril under this proposal.
Colorado Governor Bill Owens argues the plan will improve higher education in the same way the GI Bill did, by investing in students rather than in state bureaucracies.
The ability of that student to vote with their feet to take that voucher to a private school, it's going to improve our private schools, but also it's going to force our public universities to provide some of the same services that today in Colorado only our private universities provide.
Colorado's higher education voucher program will be unique in the nation. It will also be a significant experiment, which many states will watch with interest. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.